The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greason. Welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Greason on the CEO Show, and we have a special for you this week. It's going to be top marketers in America. And we have two heads of marketing. We have from Ace Hardware. Say hi, John.
Hi, this is John Serain.
And Ace Hardware is on the service side, the top marketer in America. They have won 9 consecutive J.D. Power awards, over 4,900 stores. Give us a snapshot of Ace Hardware.
Well, Ace Hardware is a cooperative, which means that we're actually owned, and I work for about 3,300 local owners of the company. As Robert said, we've been around about 92 years. As a wholesale entity, which is what we are, the backbone of the company, we're about a $5 billion wholesaler, and as a branded retailer, we're about a $12 billion company.
And now we have on the manufacturing side, we have Jamie Matakow, and he is the head of marketing for the famous Ferrara Candy Company, around since 1908, and the largest manufacturer of non-chocolate candies. So give a snapshot of what Ferrara is about.
Sure. So we're a house of great brands. We have about 15 of them. We lead non-chocolate with brands like Brock's and Trolley and Black Forest, and if you're from Chicago, brands like Lemonhead and Now and Later. We've been growing pretty aggressively, and we are national.
So let's start talking about the customer engagement and how it works. Talk about what your model is, because each of you have different models. Your model isn't necessarily direct end-to-end customer. You have people in between, so you've, in a sense, two customers. So, Jamie, why don't you start talking about what your customer model is?
Well, our customer model is we sell our brands across a wide variety of stores and channels. We essentially break it up by what we call pillar. So we have mass, which are retailers like Walmart and Target. We have a grocery channel. We also go into, in a very big way, the convenience stores, small format, value channel, online. We're pretty much everywhere you want to be. And through connections with those retailers, we sell our brands. And our brands, in some cases, are national, and they are marketed to everybody everywhere. And in some cases, they're small regional gems, or they're even skewed to certain demographics, and we can have very large presences in particular stores or to different neighborhoods.
And John, let's talk about Ace Hardware. What is your real customer model?
Well, clearly our brand has stood for and hopefully continues to stand for, you know, another level of helpful. You know, our brand is all about being the helpful hardware folks. And our vision is actually to be the most helpful hardware stores on the planet. That's what we strive to be when we grow up. And we'll continue to live and die on that brand attribute.
And you have a slew of unique practices. I know one, when I go to an Ace Hardware store, people have headphones on, so they immediately, someone greets me and says, I know you're looking for this. Talk a couple of your unique practices.
Yeah, we believe that customer engagement, actually having that belly-to-belly relationship with customers, our associates and those customers, is vitally important. That actually is what differentiates us from digital, actually, is that human interaction that you can't find on a computer. So there's a very specific set of best practices that we use to do that. For example, the magic question when a customer comes in the door and is greeted by that associate with the headset that you mentioned would be, what can I help you find today?
Wait. Did everyone hear that? That is fascinating. Everyone always says, how may I help you? And you don't want to answer. But what may I help you
What can I help you find today?
That's right.
And why those specific words?
Well, we want an open-ended question, and we know consumers are there because they have a problem that needs to be solved, and they need a product to do that. And so why not ask them the direct question? What can I help you find today? And then take them directly to that product and help them solve their issue.
That's great. How about we'll go more into other unique practices. Jamie, in terms of Ferrara Candy, are there any unique practices that you have that have really worked for you?
Yeah, I think what we try to do is really bring together insights from a variety of sources to develop our products and make pretty exciting brand offerings. So we have, as you would expect, robust point-of-sale data that we get across all of our retailers. We also get quite a bit of shopper loyalty data. We also do quite a bit mining what's being said about our brands on social channels. And we even do some research on our own. And we bring it all together with a lot of customer insight to really make sure that our offering is sharp and current and exciting, you know. And it's more or less always on trend with particularly millennials, which is really where we see the growth. A great example of that would be we just launched a line of organic gummies, Black Forest gummies. And a lot of that was just through discussions with consumers and customers about where they saw some white space, and we were able to bring it together really quickly.
So talk through, how exactly did you do that? How did you gather the data?
Mm-hmm.
And later on we'll talk more about digital, but how specifically in that case were you able to come up with that?
Well, we were, first of all, listening to consumers about what they're looking for in snacks and in food in general. And, you know, as you know well, these days, transparency, a clean ingredient line, always snacks that taste great, but I want to feel a little better about them. We looked at other categories, and we saw that organic as an offering was growing quite a bit, but there was nothing in confection. And then we realized as we probed deeper into the sets that those that had tried to bring things that were like organic into the sets didn't do it at a competitive price, didn't put it in the right part of the store, didn't probably bring a breadth of offering to the retailer that made sense for them and that they could see was incremental to their sales. So we actually pulled this together very quickly for a large manufacturer. So from blackboard to marketplace, within 9 months, we were able to bring an organic, the first USDA certified organic candy to market and get fast retailer acceptance. And then even from that, learning from their data, learn how to expand the line.
9 months, that's
yeah.
You must have been amazed yourself at the company.
Yeah, it was a great team effort, and just the way we're organized helps quite a bit because we're a very integrated organization. So, you know, I'm very close with the head of manufacturing and the head of sales, and the three of us knew kind of what timeline we had to hit, and we did it together.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of America. We have the leader in manufacturing, the head of marketing at Ferrara Candy Company, and we have the leader in service with Ace Hardware, head of marketing. So I want to go back, John, to talking about unique practices at Ace Hardware, because you cracked the code. You won 9 J.D. Powers awards in a row. Your stores generally are much more financially successful than non-Ace Hardware stores. What are more unique practices that you have that people might learn from?
Yeah, well, I think first we have to know who we are and who we're competing against. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, how does Ace compete against Home Depot and Lowe's? And how do you even stand up against those well-financed, huge behemoth companies that do such a great job? And we have to understand the differences between our businesses. Home Depot and Lowe's are more about home renovation, while Ace is more about home preservation, fix, maintain, and repair, that quick project, that urgent need you have around the home. And we need to be the best at serving consumers for those occasions. And so we got to be grounded in that first. And knowing the customer and what they would come to Home Depot or Ace for and what they use us for is critical, and be able to deliver that customer service experience. That'll be our life or death. We've got to deliver on that experience every time.
So where do you get your information? Because your company, like Scott's, for example, they'll have all this data, but then your store owners also have data. Then you have aggregate data. So yeah. How do you dig through all of it to find out what's most important?
Data is very important, and James hit on it a minute ago. I you know, and how he's using that to run his business. But for us, I mean, We're fortunate to have 3,300 local owners of our business, local entrepreneurs that live and breathe in those neighborhoods, and they're part of the community. And what better way than that is it to know your customer, what the local needs are, heck, know their names when they come in the store, and then start a relationship like that. So there's not a better data point than that for us. There's not a better place to start than our local owners and listening to them and understanding that we, as a corporation, we have to put all those thoughts together and then deliver a model to our stores that they can operate under.
Okay, we have 1 minute before break, but I want to ask each of you, what is the measurement you focus on? James?
Growth, sales, and share.
Okay, and what are the measurements that you focus on?
We live and die with our stores, and they need to be driving comp store sales, comp transactions, more transactions, and then more gross profit dollars.
And just if anyone listening in wants to go to one of your websites, can you tell us the website for Ace Hardware?
AceHardware.com.
And we're FerrariUSA.com, and you can also find all of our individual brands at their own websites.
Okay, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're about to take a break. We're learning about great marketing practices from leaders in service and leader in manufacturing. When we come back, we're going to talk about what everyone wants to know, the millennials. What can we learn from millennials? How do we market from them? Maybe some mistakes that we've made along the way and lessons we've learned from those.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are speaking with the leaders in service, which is Ace Hardware, and we're speaking with the leaders in manufacturing, which is Ferrara Candy Company since 1908. So let's talk about a word that really changed our world, which is the millennials. Now, millennials are changing both of your businesses in terms of what they're looking for. You gave us an example before about organic candy. Why don't you start off, Jamie, talk about how you view millennials in your business. They're probably healthier now, and how you market to them.
Sure. Well, millennials are the future of our brands. They represent the largest growth segment. Millennials, that is, and also you'd say the Gen Z coming up right behind them. And as consumers, you know, they like things that we have to make sure we reflect in our assortments. Within non-chocolate confection, they love sour. They love chewy. They love extreme and exciting and unexpected flavors. They like to blend categories a bit. So you have to delight and excite them a bit. And, what we're really trying to focus on right now is making sure that our brand offering brings that to life. And examples are we have a brand called Red Hots that has been around for years. It's mostly been a hard candy brand. It was never in chewy, which is what consumers want. So we took it to chewy. But beyond that, we looked for combinations that they would not expect. Chocolate-covered Red Hots. Red Hots with spice in them. A whole offering now that's very different, and we now sell it in small outlets that they can try and sample at their leisure. And, we get feedback from them real-time on our websites on how we're doing, and then we modify it.
Well, any mistakes you made that you learned from?
We've gone a little too far in some of our assortments. We've tried a couple of combinations that were probably a little too extreme.
Like what was it too extreme?
There was one with tamarind, I think, that kind of didn't quite click.
Didn't quite make it.
It wasn't what you were looking for.
Maybe that's what you could sell at Ace Hardware. It sounds like something. So let's talk about Ace Hardware and millennials.
Yeah, it is no secret, I guess, that our average consumer of an Ace Hardware store is in the 45-plus range, for sure. And that is our core demographic that we talk to the most. But there is no denying that the millennial is an important segment that we have to talk to as well. And the way we boil that down really is to say, hey, we got to provide a differentiated, high-quality assortment that you can only find at an Ace Hardware store or convenience hardware store in many cases to attract those consumers. Because at the end of the day, consumers are seeking those brands or products to solve a problem or whatever's going on in their life. So for us, having products that are differentiated like Green Egg and Traeger and Toro and Craftsman has been a big initiative for us. And they're limited distribution. You got to go to Ace to find some of those brands in many neighborhoods and cases. So we focus there, and we believe that if we put that value equation in those differentiated products together with great customer service, those millennial consumers will find us. And once we engage them, they'll learn that, hey, that neighborhood Ace is a great place to go to do my shopping and solve my needs.
And I'm guessing millennials are just getting ready to the phase of starting to buy homes, furnish homes, taking a pride in themselves of wanting to learn, go online, learn how to do something. So yeah, you may have some geometric growth coming up.
We think we do, and we've got a breakthrough with them for sure, and again, have the right value equation. But we believe that many of those millennials are going to grow into great Ace Hardware customers in the future.
I want to ask each of you for advice. We have hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs listening in. They want marketing advice. If there's any one piece of marketing advice that you could give to someone, and I may ask you again later to say another, what is the one piece? Jamie from Ferrara, one piece of marketing advice.
Just always stay true to the core of your brand and be very clear on who your consumer is and stay current with them.
And that's even if you have two consumers, if you're selling to a business B2B2C.
Yes, absolutely. Just be super clear who you're trying to talk to, what they're looking for. Be honest on if you're meeting their expectations. And if not, you know, continue to exceed them.
Okay, John Serain.
I'd mirror that absolutely and take it one step further and just say, you know, study those customers. The analytics and data that we have now behind our business is incredible. And to the extent we can mine that and analyze it and then deliver a specific solution to a consumer or a specific product or promotion to a consumer, we win. And all those analytics are available today. You got to use them, and you got to know your customer better than sometimes you know yourself.
And that was a great example, John, because the next topic I wanted to go into, we have about 4 minutes left, is data and the digital world. What specific advice, John, from Ace Hardware do you have in terms of how to use data? Because you have more data than you have the company, you have your own, you have the store, your local. What is the advice, the right way to use that? And I also know that you have this unique model of operationalizing customer service. So anything non-core, you remove from them.
Yeah. I think to cut, you know, straight to the point and give you the, you know, what we're focused most on, that's our Ace Rewards program. We have 30 plus million card carrying Ace Rewards members. 18 million are active, meaning they've shopped Ace in the last year. By studying those customers, we're able to know exactly when they purchase a bag of fertilizer, there's a set of things that are probably going to come after that. And we're able to talk to them, whether it be through email or direct mail, with specific offers and things that will, heck, we can tell them what they're going to need next before they even know they need it. And that is delivering helpful.
So do you actually do that ever, where you'll let them know to order something?
Absolutely.
What's an example?
A great example would be in January. You know, when it gets cold, and birding is an amazing growth category for us. You know, feeding the birds in your yard is an amazing thing. In January, we had a pretty cold January around the country, and we know when it gets cold, people buy a lot of bird seed. And so we're able to target those sections of the United States that were cold with specific bird seed offers. And they're not always the same offer. One might be 20% off a bag of bird seed. One might be, you know, $5 off two or something like that. But they're tailored offers to specific customers based on, you know, we know those are bird customers and we deliver them that solution.
And you probably know once someone's bought something or one product, they may want another product down the road, and everything's digitalized now, so you could share that with.
Exactly.
Okay. And then, Laura, yeah,
for us,
data.
Data is as good as the insights and actions that you take from it. We take data in from a variety of sources, consumers, customers, you know, consumer loyalty. We pull it all together. That's, I think, one of our big strengths.
And you use
strengths.
What you call liquid data.
We use liquid IR.
That's a good liquid data.
Yes.
Listen to that.
And we're able to derive very sharp insights at a very granular level about what consumers want, where they want it, assortment choices, product choices. And then we really pull it together tightly to make very, very sharp decisions on what products should we offer in what stores to what consumer, and how should we talk to our consumers, and what response are we getting, and then we react and learn from that. So I would just say the biggest learning I would share is just, if you keep the data in silos within an organization, you'll only get so far. If you find a way to pull it together into fast action, you'll win.
30 seconds left. One sentence. The future of Ace Hardware.
Continue to be the most helpful hardware stores on the planet. This year, win that 10th in a row J.D. Power Award, and continue our great trajectory of growth.
Well, there you have it. And for our candy company, what is the future?
The future is bright. We are $1 billion. We will be $2 billion by 2020, and we're going to continue to grow our brands and expand our footprint within non-chocolate.
Well, gentlemen, a pleasure having you on the show. Everyone out there, listen, you have to focus on data. You have to focus on millennials and reinvent yourself. Stay true to your brand. Robert Reese on the CEO Show. See you next week.
We're worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
You've asked for it. Now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Neil Sample, who is the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. And we also have my co-host, Albert Reese, and we are going to talk a lot about customer experience. But the first thing I want to ask you is, enterprise growth is a very different type group than most organizations have. Talk about what it is.
Sure. Enterprise Growth was founded by our CEO about 5 years ago with the mission to fulfill on the promise that we become the company that disrupts itself. American Express has had a 165-year history of reinvention. That if you were a linear thinker, American Express starting in the freight forwarding business to becoming a commerce company and payments-related company, probably wouldn't be obvious how you get from point A to point B. And we've done that over time through a cycle of continuous reinvention. So going from freight forwarding to traveler's checks to charge and credit to the mass affluent, and now with enterprise growth, focusing a bit more on the mass market. So what enterprise growth represents are two things. One, a series of products that are designed for new markets and new customers within American Express, but at the same time, it's almost a challenge to the company itself that this is a period of reinvention, of extension of our products and our markets, but also our brand and our promise. And so we exist to not only, again, incubate and develop new things, but also to help bring the company forward.
And so in a 165-year-old company, how do you really create a culture of innovation?
Well, it starts at the top, and again, you have to be willing to disrupt yourself. So when Ken says, we want to be the company that will disrupt ourselves, he takes that very, very seriously. We have innovation forums at the company where we look to our employees to actually bring forward ideas to us. We have incubation and lab types programs that you'll find within enterprise growth, for example. And there is a real focus on, again, where is the puck going? What are the next opportunities? It's not about where we are today, but it's where we expect the market to be in 5 years, in 10 years, where we expect our customer expectations to change and how we can fulfill them now. And so, again, it's really about a message of innovation and a story of being willing to disrupt ourselves that starts all the way from the top and moves all the way through the entire pyramid of the organization.
So, Neil, you're using agile development pretty aggressively within enterprise growth. Talk to us about agile development and how it's helping enterprise growth operate more efficiently and effectively.
Sure. You know, when I got here a few years ago, we used what was called waterfall development, and it's a fairly classic process. It has been used for a lot of years, really started in the construction industries, especially in things like building submarines. In those processes, the cost of getting something wrong is very, very high. So you got to get the hull right, you got to get the engine in first, and all the parts need to line up. For myriad suppliers, myriad subcontractors. However, what we do is a little different. We work on consumer products that at the end of the day are ultimately powered by technology, whether it's the technology that our network runs on or the technology that a consumer might use online, paying their bills or using an application. And so the ability to change your product very, very rapidly is there. The same thing wasn't true of building a skyscraper or building a submarine. And so what we've done is we've evolved our way of working to what we call Agile. And so Agile is a contrast to Waterfall. But what we found at American Express is that it goes beyond just the software delivery, beyond just the bits and bytes that compose the products that we use. And we actually manage our entire business that way. And so our product managers are Agile, our developers, our technologists are Agile, but our business folks are Agile as well. And we found that that's a way that not only can we be as responsive as possible to our customer needs, very short development cycles, but what's interesting is it allows us to test and learn very, very quickly. So it allows us to, for example, put a potential product out there in 2 weeks and 2 weeks later start having feedback on whether or not we think it's the right direction to go. And so very, very quickly make decisions through a test and learn philosophy.
Going down a slightly different path here, the term financial inclusion, is that yours?
Well, financial inclusion is a very broad term. What it means is that we really want to take a look at our society in the United States and look at and ensure that folks are that they aren't being disenfranchised, that they have the same opportunities, that there's essentially a level playing field from a financial perspective. The reason, though, that it's important to what we do is that American Express has traditionally been known as an affluent brand, as an exclusive brand. But one of the things we're doing in enterprise growth is that we're actually taking a more broader perspective. We're focused on becoming, instead of an exclusive brand, an inclusive brand. Instead of being exclusively mass affluent, we're also taking a look at sort of the mass market. And so for us, financial inclusion means bringing everybody along, not only to their own end, but bringing them all along within American Express. And so the way that's materialized in enterprise growth is a real extension of our portfolio. So while we'll still have our signature card lines, things like the Platinum card and the Centurion card, you'll also find now that you could go into a Walmart and get a prepaid American Express reloadable card right off the rack. And that's a very different product and one that greatly extends not only our value promise but our brand in a pretty significant way.
So following that a little bit, you're charged with innovation and driving innovation for American Express. Financial inclusion probably includes people you don't do business with today. How do you connect with that community of potential customers and understand what their needs are?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are two things. The first thing is to actually be where they are. And in order to be where the customers are, we have actually created, for example, the largest free cash reload network in the U.S. A lot of these places are pharmacies and drugstores and typical retailers. As I mentioned before, we're available in Walmart, we're available in CVS, but we're also available online. So we are where our customers are. We're where those customers are shopping, where they're carrying out their daily activities. And so that was the first thing, was placement. The second thing, though, is the ability to listen to them. We wanted to get the feedback from those customers. And so for our products like Serve and Bluebird, all of them are actually activated online. They're email verified, and they're essentially paperless products. And what that means is we have a digital relationship with those customers. And as they use our applications, as they use our web experiences and so on, we have opportunities to essentially hear what they're saying, both by what they tell us directly when they give us feedback in forums or when they call in or when they speak to us in their own voice, or when they tell us implicitly through their behaviors. We see features that they like and features that they don't. We see features that resonate and we see features that don't. And by listening to that implicit signal that you get in a digital environment, we can rapidly change our own products to respond to what the customers are telling us, either directly or through their behaviors.
And then thinking about your current customer base, I'm assuming you're able to get information and use that information to drive innovation within the existing customer base, too.
Absolutely. One of the things that we found is that the lessons that we're learning here are actually exportable to the entire business. Conversely, American Express has had a long history and a strong reputation for service. And we knew that we needed to maintain that service incentive and that reputation as we built these new products. But in delivering that service and delivering new products, we learned a lot about what it meant for folks to live their financial lives on a product, and it gave us some information. It told us a bit about our features. And so while Bluebird and Serve were initially digital-only products, what we've also seen recently is a relaunch, for example, of the American Express core application. And a lot of the things that we've learned are now available there. And so we find that both groups are benefiting, both the existing customer base and the new customer base, and they're benefiting from what we've learned from each.
About 30 seconds to break. When you're innovating, what is it that American Express would never capitulate on?
Well, there are a couple of things. First is essentially our brand promise, that as American Express, we think about our promise to our customer to deliver value and to deliver service as inviolate, that we're not going to do it on the cheap, and that ultimately any product that we deliver to market has to deliver value to our customer and has to fulfill on that promise of service.
Okay, we're about to take a break, and we're with Neil Sample, who is the president of Enterprise Growth for American Express. When we come back, Neil is a brilliant guy in terms of technology in the future, and that's what we're going to talk about. Back in a few.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Neil Sample, who is the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. So let's talk about the direction that the world is going in. How would you say the digital world will change over the next 5 years? And 5 years is a big window.
That is a long time in the digital space. The thing I would say has changed the most recently and will continue to evolve very, very quickly is the notion of real time and essentially always on. So it used to be, if you rolled back the clock to the 1980s, even the 1990s and the early 2000s, you know, as American Express, we might only see our customers when they were actually at the point of sale. When they moved to a terminal, they were making a purchase. And then in a very analog way, we would mail them a bill. We would mail them a statement that was on paper. And they'd probably write a check and mail it back to us. And so we really weren't part of their commerce journey. We weren't available all of the time. And there wasn't really a two-way street for communication. But the thing that I see changing for us and for the rest of the industry is essentially this ubiquity, the availability of things everywhere, essentially being always on, and then the ability to get real-time feedback. So one of the things that we've done, it's an example of this, is the notion of the fraud alert. It used to be that at American Express, there might be a concern that there's, an out-of-pattern purchase. We used to have to then potentially turn off a card or try to make a phone call to a consumer who may or may not be available because they're at their home phone. But one of the things we can do now is we can actually send a text immediately to that consumer, and they can actually reply in real time to say, yes, in fact, this is me. I am making this charge or this purchase. Or they can say, no, it's not. And we can instantly solve for that consumer's potential friction right then. And that's an amazing difference from a fraud perspective, you couldn't have imagined solving the problem even 10 years ago in a meaningful way. And from a customer convenience perspective, it's actually a real satisfier.
This is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Neil Sample, the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. And I want to ask you, when you talk about smart risk, you had a fascinating background where you you had your PhD from Stanford in computer science. Then you even did work with the CIA. Talk about your insights and leadership philosophy on smart risk.
Risk-taking is important, actually, in all business. You know, it's the kind of thing that we don't always think about. We always think that, well, we must be taking risk. We can't be taking too much risk, but it's really hard to know where the right spot is. I think when I encourage my teams to take risk, it's always thoughtful and it's deliberate. But from a philosophical perspective, I encourage larger risk-taking early on. And so from a personal perspective, that can mean when you're younger, be willing to take more risks in your career. There's less impact if you fail, and there's a potential opportunity at even greater upside. But when you take that same philosophy and you carry it into a product, when you go out with your 1.0 product, you actually have more of an appetite. You can take more chances because you don't have a large installed consumer base that they're actually going to say, oh, this is for me or this isn't for me. You can get some really powerful feedback early. On the other hand, once your product has matured, you've got a large customer base that you've got a relationship with, you've got an obligation to, and they have expectations. And so the risk profile actually changes over time. It narrows. And so I think it narrows over time for products. It narrows over the time for people. And so my philosophy on risk is to take big risks early and then essentially be able to narrow your risk funnel over time.
So taking that back, and you were just talking a moment ago about the fraud alert. You know, those are things you continue to bolt on to some of your more mature types of products and offerings. And actually, I've seen those, and they are. It's much better getting that message than having the card shut off when you're sitting somewhere else in the world.
Yeah.
You guys, American Express knows probably more about me than anyone else in the world. You know my spending habits, you know my patterns, you know where I am at any point in time. And I've noticed, you know, I get alerts. It's almost a little creepy sometimes. You're here. We have a restaurant nearby. You can use points if you want. Are you aware of this? How is enterprise growth harnessing that data and information to drive some of the innovation that you're looking towards?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. We call it our closed loop advantage. And so for American Express, not only do we know our customers, but we know our merchants very well. And we understand the relationships amongst one another. And what we've been able to do is actually leverage network effects that come from that closed loop advantage. And so the way I think of it is, whenever we add a new product to the portfolio, when Serve and Bluebird came onto the scenes, for example, a couple years ago, they already had the advantages of having that merchant network available, having the acceptance network available. And so even though we might have been seeing a new set of customers, we actually already knew the merchants on the other side. Additionally, when a new merchant comes online, we already know the customers, and we're able to marry those two things together. And so I do think there's a tremendous number of advantages that we have in this closed-loop model. We see it in the fraud alerts that you talked about. We know where folks are shopping, and you know, when you shop at a Starbucks in Manhattan, but then we see a flat-screen TV charged in Minnesota, we know that there's probably a problem if those happen within a few minutes of one another. That stuff's pretty basic, and we think very, very powerful to what we do. But beyond that, there is customization and there's personalization. There are recommendations that we can make, that we can see that you have a particular type of let's say eating profile, that you like high-end Italian restaurants. And so as a new one emerges in, say, Manhattan, where we are today, we can make you a recommendation about that.
You know, we've talked a lot about consumers and how you interact with them and learn from them from an innovation perspective. You just mentioned the merchants. I think it's another great thread to pull here. Thinking about merchants, how do they drive innovation within your organization?
And you have 1 minute left.
All right. Yes. Yeah, so merchant innovation is pretty remarkable as well. We've learned a lot over the years. We've evolved. American Express used to be very big in the corporate segment and was really more focused on travel and entertainment. But then we evolved into a very general purpose, an everyday spend type product. And a lot of that came from the information that merchants gave to us. They said, look, we want this card actually to be used more broadly, to be more generally. We also find from our merchants that they're telling us what kind of data they want. They're telling us, we'd like to understand this type of shopper. We'd like to understand this type of segment, et cetera. And so we find that the back and forth with our merchants is very, very valuable to them, but also informative to us. can help us think about new product directions and things like that.
And there we have it. Neil, great having you on the Customer Experience Show. And everyone out there, just remember, the world in the future, it's going to be about always on. So be prepared.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.